Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. All right, 23 and change after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The late night shows are the late, maybe we should underscore this, the late night shows, and then there's the late night shows. I think we had a couple of things from James Corden this week, but now we have just a quick smile from Jimmy Fallon.
There are reports that a frost in France's Champagne region could cause a worldwide champagne shortage. So if you're worried about a champagne shortage, congratulations on having an otherwise pretty great life.
Yeah. I don't know how he's dealing
first
with
first world
his,
problems.
His problem was with alcohol. I don't think he's drinking champagne.
I don't think that that's something that we should be saying because we don't know that. And he has two little tiny babies, and he's always with his parent, with his kids. So
have the babies turn the radio off then. There is
no. I mean his children. No,
yeah. I get it. I understand what you're saying. But there's a thing you may remember, the memo that we got yesterday about gossip. Did you remember that? This is gossip. And gossip.
Reality, that's reality TV gossip.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want some more. How about some gossip about Paul McCartney and Jimmy Buffett? Want a little of that? I don't hear any confirmations. I guess I'm on my
There we go. Yes.
McCartney, Band on the Run. He sang it at Jimmy Buffett's house. It was a Hamden fundraiser. The sky-high ticket prices, something McCartney even made fun of, cost you $25,000 to get in to listen to McCartney and Jimmy Buffett sing. As a matter of fact, some people, depending on where they sat, if they got to talk to Mrs. Clinton, they paid $100,000. I like that. $25,000 to get in, and if you want to sit at a table where Hillary is and you want to talk about it, it was $100,000. McCartney even joked about the cash grab on stage, saying, quote, I performed before and haven't gotten paid, but this is the first time in my entire life when I've paid to hear myself sing. Excuse me, I thought that was pretty funny. You didn't think that was funny?
Yes.
That
was funny.
Yeah. Right.
I always think it's weird when like a British guy is political in another country or in America.
Right. Well, he lives in New York City and his wife is in
New York. Can he vote?
I doubt it, but his wife can.
So, right.
There you go. He's taking a cue from her, as it were. All right, let's see what other musical items do we have here that are of interest and importance. Beyonce seems to make it in several times a week to our musical circle. She's getting back to business on her sold-out Formation tour after a federal judge yesterday dismissed an indie filmmaker's lawsuit that accused her of copying his work for the album Lemonade. Didn't we talked about that after the MTV Awards, didn't we, this week? Seems to me we did.
Talked about what?
The Lemonade album and
visuals.
Well, she won big.
Yeah,
she won big, but yeah.
Right.
I didn't know she was being sued.
No, I didn't.
But, you know, it's one of those, you know, as you were saying earlier in the month, that or
hard to
week,
be that
that there are so many creative. Well, now this is a video thing, which is extra strange, that someone would come along and say, oh, you copied my idea for a video. I mean, I don't know, visuals, there's so many infinite possibilities.
Yeah, and especially the things he's accusing her of, like graffiti and persons with heads down, side lit ominous figures.
Right.
Like
that
there
doesn't
goes
happen
every,
in any other
every movie, every short film, every indie film ever.
Yeah. So, anyway, the judge agreed, granted the singer's motion to dismiss the claim brought by Matthew Fulks, was his name, F-U-L-K-S, against Beyonce. It was, they copied his trailer. Oh, you poor little boy.
And nine elements of his short film.
Yes.
How many elements are there in your short film?
Poor little boy.
Paranoia. Well, maybe you're just paranoid. That's what it's called.
Right. And now, with her impression of Japanese, it's Victoria Keelan.
I knew you were going to go there.
28 past the hour, and that didn't surprise you.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know what your handwriting says about you? Does it really reveal your personality? Probably so. Think about it. Words spin around in your brain, find themselves soaked in all of your quirks and traits, and then they pop out of your hand. Here's the science of it. First, note the slant of your handwriting. If it slants to the right, you're emotional. If it slants to the left, you're rather pent up, perhaps even a little retentive. It takes a lot to get emotion out of you. Is your handwriting large? Well, you've got an ego you want to show to the world. You want to be noticed.
I'm a genius.
What about your handwriting's pressure? Does it go through three pages, look like pent-up anger?
I'm as mad as hell.
Dot your eyes with flowers? I just stop doing that.
You're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you have something to hide, you better print. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The next time you eat a steak or suck the meat off a chicken bone, consider this job posting from the USDA trolling for a food inspector. Quote, food inspectors are involved in post-mortem inspections of animals or poultry. The inspector must stand on slippery and uneven floors while performing the inspection of animal carcasses and body parts, which are pulled by a mechanized chain through the plant. Water of 180 degrees Fahrenheit and high-voltage electrical stimulators are in the inspector's proximity. Viscera inspection activities require the USDA inspector to palpate and slice organs while standing at a moving table. In addition, the inspection work requires the ability to detect product abnormalities through smell. Who says old-fashioned USDA work isn't fun? This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.